This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean, driving you home all the way till 7 p.m. because we're bigger,
bolder, and madder.
I'm already not loving our catchphrase. I think we've said it too
like
many times today.
Toothpaste commercial now.
I've got a real problem. Yeah, it was so. I felt we didn't even plan it when the show started, and we're now two hours and 13 minutes in, and we're like, oh.
And I'm tired, Dean. I've been sitting in this chair for a long time.
Well, lucky we have a special guest joining us in the studio. Give it up for the fabulous Lady Diamond.
Hello, hi, hello, hello, welcome, hi, hello, hi, hello, welcome.
Hi, welcome. Hello, hello. Hi, welcome. Hi, welcome. Hi, hello. Hi, hi, hello. Welcome, Lady Diamond. Lovely to see you. All right, so Robbie's already got it out the window. Lovely to see you. Now you're going to joining us for the live lounge today, which means you're going to be singing a bit of a song,
yes,
which you're no stranger to, because
true,
you drag yourself up and get that bit of that live singing on. Never
she
heard
does
of a drag queen doing that. Even Dolly Diamond lip sync.
Yes, I do. I do a bit of the old sing-wiring. What do you want to talk about? Where do we start?
I mean,
there's so much to get through.
I was going to ease in. I
yeah
look at you asking the questions back. Well, what do you think of my hair? No, that's not where we're going with this little interview.
It looks good.
Yeah. Well, and one of the week, every single week you're singing now at Queer Deluxe.
Yeah, we have a lovely Queer Deluxe at the Northside Institution of Bimbos.
It's been love a good pizza, mate.
Yeah, it's been there forever. Obviously, they had a fire last year, so they've had a lovely fresh facelift.
Oh, that's what happened.
Yeah.
Okay, oh, look, does that mean, are you thinking of singing when you're there, like, Baby, I'm Burning?
Baby, I'm Burning. No, no, I think that would perhaps not be the best.
Burning down the house.
Because
it is
quite the institution. I did wonder, because it did close down.
Yeah,
for
so
while,
they had a fire about a year ago, and now they've all been open for about 2 more months. They're all freshly renovated. Stop tapping the table, he says.
Well, I mimed it, but glad the audience could hear.
No, look, you know, they can't see what's going on, and I do have a good face for radio. So. Yes, it's all fresh. So we have queer inclusive Sundays every Sunday,
which is a whole heap of fun.
Yeah.
And you get to sing live. Now, one of the reasons why we dived into Love Songs and Dedication, it was stuck in my mind, I didn't actually tell you, Robbie, is that Lady Diamond does Love Songs and Dedications, and we've gotten three
live
so far today, does them live. Does that mean people pick on the day? Like,
No, I need to rehearse.
Like, I think that person's cute, I want to dedicate this song. And suddenly Thomas Jaspers gets a lot of like, I can see it coming in the air. No, I don't know.
Oh, no, they can message me on Facebook or Instagram or even the old email throughout the week, and then I pick one.
So what kind, have you gotten any crazy love songs and dedications?
Not really, because it's still just starting. So the feelers are just getting out there into the ether. People still don't quite know what's going on. So we only just had our first one last week. It was very sweet. It was very lovely.
Aww.
The recipient was very embarrassed, and that's
what
we
was
like.
What was it?
It was the boy from Ipanema.
Oh, that's good.
On the occasion of a fourth anniversary together. So that's very
really
sweet.
Cute. Do you know what?
And then I'd go, on their fourth anniversary, and everyone in Bimbos goes,
it was a lot more sincere than that, actually.
I just putting it out there, this would be the perfect little situation for a nice little queer proposal.
Oh, yes.
Just
I love
that idea
you
in the viewers, in the listeners' minds.
I'm just putting out there, if anyone ever proposed to me with pizza, you know me so well. Like,
for the
ring, just yeah, down on one knee with a family
one
size
of each
pizza.
Flavor.
And I'm like, I do.
So how has it been going? How has Queer Deluxe been?
It's great. So, yeah, we've got $4 pizzas every day. They're still $4. I remember going there many, many years ago as a student, and they were $4. So that's
inflation
amazing.
No inflation at Bimbo Deluxe.
No.
Yeah, no. Which
dollar
is great.
Pots between 3 and 4.
Crazy.
That's very popular.
Well, there you go. And a whole heap of queer entertainers.
Yeah.
What's been really great, each and every week there's been lots of diversity, some fantastic queer performers. They got up to lighting one recently because
yes,
there was a lot of green light. I was like, Polly's wearing a green outfit. No, she's not.
No,
it's
she's
just
not
green lighting. But it's great. Every single week it's just getting more and more fun. The crowd's having a ball.
That's true.
If you follow any of the performers on Instagram, you'll see everyone having an absolutely awesome time.
Yeah, so we've got a great big mix of performers. There's obviously your stalwarts like Karen for finance and Polly Filler and Sasha Star, but there's lots of, Enigma's done it, Weird Alice is there, she's lovely, plus there's lots of new up-and-coming talent, so some baby drag performers that you might have seen.
Oh, there you go.
You can have another look at doing their shows. We've got shows.
I can barely watch them there. No,
6, 8, 9, and 10. Well, they've already cut their teeth on baby drag, so they're getting a that second outing.
And, well, this is great. I love having more spaces for queer performers to stretch their legs and do their thing. It's a whole heap of fun. But let's get to your love song and dedication. What song have you got for us, Lady Diamond?
Well, I know it's August, but I've frozen a little Christmas in July moment because it's dark and it's cold and it's
only
miserable. Yes, well, and I think that's how a Christmas should be in
dark
winter.
Dark and cold and miserable.
No, you know, snuggled by the fire under a bearskin rug, you know, with a hot toddy.
Sorry, I just heard snuggled under fire under a bear and I was there.
Okay, yeah, with a hot toddy or a mulled wine, you know.
Oh, I like it.
Yes.
Well, give it up for Lady Diamond. You're on Joy 94.9 in the Mad Wednesday Live Lounge.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe will help to make the season bright. Tiny little tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies in his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I offer you this simple phrase for kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Babu dwee, babu day, babu da, babu day, babu da. Doobie dee, dabu dwee, dabu day, dabu da. Babu day, babu da, babu dwee, babu dwee, babu day. Umpu babu dwee, babu dwee, babu dwee, babu dwee. And so I offer you this simple phrase for kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, that was lovely.
That might be our first Live Lounge crooning that we've had.
Oh, I think you'd say first Live Lounge Christmas song.
Considering we've never been on for Christmas.
Well, you know, with the love songs and dedications, it is that like late night croony kind of feel.
Obviously,
yeah, obviously I'm not going to be choosing and singing all the shouty, angry songs, because that's for a different project called...
He was a girl, yeah. She was a boy.
Well, no.
That's not right.
It's for a different project called Maybe Screw the World.
No, it's for a different project called Shout Out to My Ex. So, yeah, you know. Right. It's just like the opposite of love songs. Yeah.
Lady
well, we've already had one requesting our love song dedications for Brendan McLean's Stupid to someone they
used to date. But that's kind of a cute song, though.
It all depends on how you intimate it, isn't it? Sorry, Robbie, you were saying?
I was just going to say thank you very much for that. Was Lady Diamond, for those that were tuned in as you were singing it to us there, who you can catch each and every Sunday at Queer Deluxe.
Yes, at Bimbo's in Fitzroy. Now, before you go, I have heard a little bit of a rumour that all of the wig makers and costume designers
they're
in
all
Melbourne
booked up.
Are the all four
they're
of them that people use for the Drag Awards?
Up.
They're all done.
Yeah.
And they're all booked up, and luckily I gave Lexi my wigs 2 years ago, and I asked Polly 4 years ago to start an outfit, so maybe it'll be done by then. But you made the outfit for Belle of the Ball last year, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, the lovely Miss J, who is nominated for Support Person of the Year, and she's gorgeous. Her outfit... Her outfit won Best of the Ball last year, and I may have made that. So, yeah.
So, a little bit of a shout-out. If you've got an outfit in need of a making, why don't you give a shaking to Miss Lady Diamond? I don't know. Rhyming's not my thing.
Yeah. No stretch fabrics, though. I don't really do stretch fabrics.
Well, look, you've heard it here first.
Sounds like that could have been
sorted
out of a message.
Not going to be any luck there. Well, Lady Diamond, thank you for coming joining us. I can't wait. That was what I meant to say. Not I can't wait to come and see you sing up a storm at Queer Deluxe with your love song and dedication. You catch it at 6 o'clock every Sunday. Lady Diamond singing up a storm and a whole heap of other fabulous queer performers. So why not get on down and enjoy the fun? Thank you, lady.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Jean on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.